It's the Best Lifing Show.
This podcast is your ultimate guide to holistic health and wellness.
Our team of Best Lifers share their stories.
Wait. What is this Best Lifing?
We transform your life from ordinary
to extraordinary
and help you live your dreams.
So now,
let's start Best Lifing.
Hello, and welcome to the Best Lifing Show with Be Unique Radio Station. My name is Emily, and today I am joined with one of our newest Best Lifers, Pat. How are you doing today, Patricia?
I'm great, Emily. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. So if anyone here doesn't know me, I am the operations manager and yoga guru here at Best Lifing. I teach vinyasa flow to any of our beautiful clients here, and we just have a really great time. So Pat, I would love to hear a little bit of an intro of yourself. Where are you from? How did you get here?
Great. Well, Emily, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Ooh.
And I spent most of my life in Brooklyn. And for the past 15 years, I've been living in Miami Beach.
Miami Beach.
Yes. Love watching the ocean. Really enjoying my life here. I worked for, I'm semi-retired.
Semi-retired, I love
semi,
that.
Semi, yes. Frankly, just doing things that I want to work on now. I worked for 30 years for a marketing services company, and I had all kinds of jobs there, including research, marketing, technology, sales. And most recently, I had started and ran their international division.
How cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you get to travel a lot?
I did. I traveled the world.
Oh, and it's a dream job.
It was a dream job. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And to learn other cultures and the foods and meet the people.
Ooh,
it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Where are some places that you got to go?
Well, I went regularly to China.
Ooh.
Often Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong, many places in China. That was a regular trip. We had partners there that I had found. I also regularly went to Japan.
So a lot of Asian countries then?
Yes, yes. India. We had partners in Mexico, South Africa, several countries. So that was really wonderful time in my life. And then after 30 years, I was able to retire. And since that time, I've actually just been working on projects that truly interest me now. Mm-hmm. And Best Lifing is one of them.
Yes. So we are so excited to have Pat on board, you know, helping us grow our business. She's such an expert in what she does. And she has really just been, you know, a great guide and a great teacher and mentor for all of us here. So, I heard that you like to go out to different events and do some fun things.
Yes, Emily, I do. And actually, that's how I discovered Best Lifing. I was a customer first. You know, we all were quarantined during COVID. And I was always looking on my phone, waiting for something to open up and events to go to because I like to attend different kinds of things. And I saw this, I came across this one in Meetup, actually.
Yeah.
And it said there was an event going on. It was on a Saturday, the one I had gone to in March. And, you know, with COVID, that was one of the first events I was able to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also close to the area that I live in. It's
convenient.
Yes, it's very convenient. It's in the Lincoln Road area, which is a beautiful area. I don't know if people know Miami Beach. It's a very lovely place to be. And so I thought, this sounds interesting. Let me try something new. And it's convenient. And that's what I did. And that was my first introduction to Best Lifing.
Yes. So Pat actually was one of our very first customers, like she just said. And she attended our first self-love event here in Miami. And we were so grateful to have her. you know, we were putting on this event and we were so excited to have people there. And she shows up with this wonderful, shining energy. And it was just a really great day with her. And ever since then, she just keeps coming back and we just love having her come back. And, you know, at our last event that we had, Patricia attended, obviously, and she kind of came up to us after and she was like, you know what, I really love what you do here and I just want to help you. And we cannot say with words, I don't even know how to say it with words, to express how grateful we are that she like reached out to us and was like, I want to help you guys like grow and become better and just, you know, become what she thought we were capable of. So after the first event that you attended with us, Pat, what was your impression?
Emily, I was so pleasantly surprised at how beautiful the day was. And even, you know, my first impression when I walked in and I saw this beautiful setting on a terrace off of Lincoln Road and gift bags lined up on a beautiful, I think you had a fruit platter at the time and maybe some muffins or something. It just looked so pretty. And so my immediate reaction was, wow, this is a really beautiful event. And then we all introduced each other. I think the first activity was yoga, which you hosted.
Right? I almost always do yoga at the events. Actually, but I have done yoga at all of the events.
And that was amazing. It was only I think it was just the second time I had gone to participated in a yoga class. And frankly, I was turned off by the first one I had gone to maybe a year before that was offered near my home because I maybe couldn't do everything that everyone else was doing. And I kind of didn't like being forced to position myself. And you just had such a nice way about yourself and just saying I could do whatever I was able to do.
Yeah, I like to always teach my students to do what your own body is capable of. You know, don't try to do what everyone else is doing. Everyone's like their own self and everyone has their own limitations. So just do what you're comfortable with. It's really important more than anything. It's not just like a, you know, a physical limitation if you force them to do these difficult things, but it's also a mental limitation when you try to get them to do these things that, you know, maybe not everyone is capable of. So it's really important to keep that in mind when I'm teaching yoga, at least.
Absolutely. Because as I think about it, I had, you know, that other session I had taken kind of turned me off for it. I wasn't even sure I would like it again. And here, you know, you just made me feel so comfortable and I really enjoyed this session. It was great.
Good.
I think then, because this was a few months ago, the first event, I think then we worked on some journaling. And Julia hosted Focusing on the Seven Areas
of Life. Yes, I think our listeners do know a little bit about the seven different areas of life. We've shared this quite a few times with them. It's, you know, our philosophy here at Best Lifing that there are seven different areas of your life which, you know, you can focus on. And at this event, I believe that we focused on, what was it?
Well, in the first event, she touched on, explained all of the areas, and she asked us to rank kind of where we stand personally in each of those areas.
Yes, I love this exercise. So what we do in this exercise is we take all the seven different areas of life, you know, financial, social, relational, vocational, intellectual, physical, all of them. And you kind of rank exactly where you stand in all of the different areas of life. Now, you might feel like spiritually that you are not super religious, but you at the same time, you could still feel like you're fulfilled in that area. It doesn't matter if you're a super spiritual person, but you can still feel fulfilled in like where you stand in it. In that area, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So this exercise for me is always a lot of fun. I can kind of gauge exactly where I am and on like where I feel like I can improve in different areas at the same time. So it's always fun to, you know, just like actually see it in paper in front of you and realize like, ooh, I need to boost up, you know, like my financial area or maybe, you know, my relational area slacking a little bit. So it's always a really fun exercise for me.
It was a great exercise. Something so simple, and it put into perspective kind of how I'm spending my time or what I feel that I have accomplished. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm doing pretty well in those areas. And for me, that session, there were two that I thought I could focus a little more on.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was health and one of them was family. And so I put a couple of little things into practice, and it's really helped me, you know, setting some achievable goals,
right,
like walking or exercising, and for family, setting, you know, specific times for calls because I am, you know, far from them. And it was just a great exercise for me, and I was able to implement things right away.
Good. I'm so glad that, you know, people are using these exercises and actually implementing them and seeing results. That's definitely something, you know, that at the end of the day, we want people to be able to achieve here,
mm-hmm,
at Best Lifing. Because, you know, we're all about helping people better themselves and, you know, achieve everything that they want. So that's really refreshing. I'm really glad to hear that, actually.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And then another few weeks had passed. I think you were having the events monthly.
Yes, they are monthly.
And I don't know, I guess I got a notice in Meetup or something like that there was another one coming up. And I thought, well, I don't know, should I attend that? Would that be the same? Do they repeat the same things? And I think it was someone from the office that texted me as a former attendee and said, oh, we're going to be having meditation this time. And I said, oh, yeah, I'd love to come because I knew it was a great day. And sure enough, I went, and I couldn't believe, although it was this beautiful, again, setting, but it was different. We did different things.
Yeah. So that's something that's really important to us. You know, we want to, you know, have this wonderful day where people can, you know, share their time with other like-minded people. But at the same time, you know, you got to keep it interesting. You got to, you know, mm-hmm, change it up a little bit, not share the same, you know, stories, not have the same lunch, have different activities. So we have some really awesome healers that we kind of rotate in and out for all of our events. And we had sound bowls this time, a little bit of a different form of meditation, but we also had a different style of yoga as well as the vinyasa yoga that I do. And we had kundalini yoga, which is not a physical yoga, but it's an inner yoga. So it works on your organs and just all of the insides of a person, which is, you know, really good for your liver and your spleen and all that kind of good things.
Yes, I think the second one, right, had yoga, a different little exercise that Julia had hosted with us. And I think it was the sound bowls, which I had never seen in my life. And it was so beautiful and relaxing. I had never experienced anything like that before.
Yeah, sound bowls is a really, really fun way of meditating. It, you know, kind of drowns out your mind in a sense so that you could really just focus on the sound and get any of the, you know, outer world out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beautiful. Our healer that does it with us, Natasha, is really, really great. And she has all of these beautiful sound bowls and shakers and all of these different instruments that she uses for the session. So if anyone's interested in sound bowl therapy, you can reach out to us and we will set you up with that. But what else about the event did you enjoy?
I'm also learning about nutrition more.
Right.
With Best Lifing. You know, they really practice what they preach. Breakfast was beautiful fruit and organic, I think, muffins or something
muffins,
like that it
yeah,
was,
I
right?
I remember I got muffins.
and then lunch was vegan, absolutely delicious vegan lunch.
I think it was like a lentil patty with some quinoa,
yes,
and all these delicious,
yes,
things, yeah.
Again, things I hadn't, you know, I have eaten, of course, some of those ingredients.
Right.
But just the way it was prepared, hearing that particular coach, the nutrition coach, describe Holly. Holly talking about the types of ingredients, why she picks what she picks. I mean, just her introduction, I'll say, to the lunch helped me. I took a few tips from that in when I'm shopping in the supermarket and what to look for.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of life-altering, some of these little tips that I've picked up.
You really just pick up on stuff and then you remember it. See, that's something that we really want people to take out of the day also, you know?
Yes.
So that's really great.
And then the third one that I attended, again, had another different type of meditation.
Yes.
I think that was with Wes,
the last one. With Wes, Sattva meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very
Sattva meditation is really interesting as well. It's a different form of meditation where different breathing exercises are used to, you know, bring clarity to the mind and just bring an overall, you know, calm experience, which is really, really fun. So let's touch a little bit back on the Kundalini yoga. What did you think of it?
I loved it. I've loved every session. I feel, again, comfortable. All of the healers make you feel comfortable. You do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Some parts are easy to do. Some are a little more intense. But again, there's no pressure to
do
complete
what you,
it.
Exactly.
Right, let's say. But that was the one with kind of simple exercises. But when doing a simple exercise repeatedly,
For a while,
in a certain position, can be more difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Like sitting with your hands up above your head
for
X amount of time, after a while your shoulders start to hurt.
Right. And it does create an intense kind of focus in meditation. So each technique of each of these healers has been very unique experience for me.
Yes.
And I feel great after all of them.
Yeah. We are actually really excited. Our next event, we are most likely going to have a different form of sound therapy. I know we just talked on sound therapy. We are probably going to have a didgeridoo sound therapist.
So the Australian instrument, the didgeridoo?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's,
and how do they incorporate that? That's a part of the meditation?
Yeah, exactly. So same concept as sound therapy with the sound bowls and Natasha. But instead of, you know, the bowls and the shakers, it's a didgeridoo. And you meditate at the same time.
I'm so excited.
I know. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be really, really cool.
I can't believe how many different techniques you guys kind of have up your sleeve at these events.
There's so many different things out there that you don't even know exist.
I had never even heard of them.
Yeah, and they kind of keep just, you know, falling into our laps and find it so fun, you know? It's a part of, you know, keeping it, you know, different and interesting. Like, who has sound didgeridoos? Like, in Miami.
I only saw that when I was in Australia.
Yeah.
I've never seen a didgeridoo
in
Miami
United
Beach.
States, I know. And I think Julia also loves it because her inner Australian is just, like, dying to
absolutely,
do something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you're attracting all of these healers because the word is kind of getting out on the quality of your events.
Aww.
And I noticed also that there's not only promotion of Best Lifings events, but there's notifications on other healers' events, which is really a unique situation, I think. And so I've gotten to go to other events outside of Best Lifings. So you've created quite a community. I think I've gone to 3 or 4 events outside of the Best Lifing events, and you seem so well known. And I hope we can continue that process.
Yes, yes. So something that we love to do at our events is bring in different healers and kind of just show off their talents, you know, show our customers how awesome of a community we have and all of the different things that, you know, they could potentially also spend their time doing. They don't necessarily always have to, you know, go to our events, which, you know, we would obviously love. But we want to promote other healers and we want to promote other people's, you know, lifestyles and talents as well. So we love to give other people the opportunity to come in and share their talents with other people and, you know, invite them to their own special events.
Yes, I've noticed, right, you really showcase their talents and then you can, you know, book sessions. Maybe if you just want to have a sound bowl session,
exactly.
You can just go and do that. So it's really great concept having this community. And so I joined also, you have this community on WhatsApp.
Yes, we do.
Where you notify people of different events.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Which is, yeah, so the Best Lifers private community on WhatsApp. We kind of just share all of the different events that are happening around us in the Miami Beach area. Not only, you know, our own personal events, but also the events of our healers that are within our community. Because like I said, we like to, you know, share the knowledge and share the wealth with everyone. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we like to do as well.
I was also very impressed with your commitment to the community as well in the short time that I've become familiar with Best Lifing. At one of the events, all of the proceeds, all the profits were donated to a local charity. It was really a beautiful thing to see. I also have seen there's some preparation for making meals as a group and, you know,
yes.
Distributing them to the community.
Yeah, so one of the things that we like to do here at Best Lifing is we like to give back to the community, and we do have plans to make meals and go out and distribute them to the homeless, you know, not just a sandwich, but I think we're going to do some sort of, like, stew with rice and
mm-hmm.
give them just, you know, something to be, you know, not only thankful for, but, you know, something to brighten their day and something, you know, to
yes.
just keep them going.
Yeah.
So we love any opportunity to give back to the community. We did have another event back in November where we raised funds for homeless women with kids during Christmas, which was really, really special to us. We got to raise money and give toys out to little kids who might not have, you know, had the opportunity to get
mm-hmm.
anything from Santa. So, yeah, you know, helping the community is something that's always been really, really important to us, to just, you know, see not only our clients grow, but our healers grow and everyone around us grow is really, you know, fulfilling more than anything. So, more than anything, we love to see you grow, Pat. And we are, like I said, we're so grateful to have her on board helping with corporate development. So you want to share a little bit what you've been doing with us recently?
Yes, well, I've been spending time learning about all of the products. I'm frankly stunned at the depth of products that you do have. It's not just these events. I'm learning about regression analysis, the one-on-one coaching, massages, health and fitness. There's so many things I'm learning, and I'm hoping to be able to give some guidance to Best Life on how we can get those products out to perhaps different groups that you haven't targeted as much,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps people older and people younger. I think there's something really for everyone, and it's true. The focus really has been on employees have to be happy first,
mm-hmm.
and their dreams have to be fulfilled. And I've found that Best Lifing is ensuring that that's true for me also, not just for the customers that we serve.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, so at Best Lifing, you know, we practice what we preach, and, you know, we want to make sure that everyone around us, not only our clients, but also our employees are, you know, achieving their dreams and getting everything out of life that they hope for. You know, I think I've talked multiple times on this podcast about all of the different things that I've manifested in the past. But it's exciting when I get the dream boards from my employees and I see exactly what they want to achieve. And I just start thinking, I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this for them? What am I going to do to be able to get them, you know, that dream car or that dream, I don't know, job? Or I can't give someone a relationship, but I mean, I wish I could give myself a relationship, but that's just not feasible. I think I talk a lot on this podcast about how I'm so single. But yeah, you know, achieving dreams is really important for our employees and, you know, our customers. But, you know, happy employee makes for a happy work environment, and that's something that we're really proud of here.
Absolutely. I even love some of the little practices that you've instilled in us, and how when we walk into the office, we all write down our what we're grateful for.
Yeah, gratitude. Yeah.
Love that. And that we write down some things that we're grateful for, I'll say, in the future, so that we can manifest them.
Mm-hmm.
That practice has been great. I enjoy doing that. I had not done that in the past.
Yeah.
So that's been kind of fun. And, you know, things are, it's progress, not perfection, right?
Exactly. We're building a business here. We're building an empire. It's going to be great. I could just see it. But yeah, no, gratituding is one of my favorite things to do. And it's something that we also do at our events. You know, we teach the clients specifically how, you know, what our methods are of gratituding. And it's exciting when people are like, Emily, they call me. They're like, Emily, guess what I manifested today? And I'm like, ooh, tell me about it. Let me know.
And, and you have leave such a lasting impression. You know, that final step of we're asked what our dreams are, if we'd like to share them in the group. And I remember the first time doing that. And then at the end of the event, being handed a photograph of my dream in a frame. I keep that on my desk.
I love it. Yeah. So one of our favorite practices at our event is we ask people to send us, I don't know, I'll give an example, 3 different photos of something, of one of your dreams, right? And then we go and we edit the photos into a collage. And at the end of the event, as a surprise, we hand them a picture frame with all the photos edited together so that they can look at it every day, because you want some type of physical reminder of what your dreams are. Me here at work, I have a nice, cute little mouse pad with all of my dreams listed on them, just so that I could like see it every once in a while, look at it, remind myself. But, you know, I don't have to look at it all the time. But when you look at it and it's there and it's feasible, it reminds you of, you know, what you want for yourself. And it's a nice thing.
Absolutely. And right after that, you know, the popping of the champagne, or if you're a teetotaler, we can, you know, have tea there and networking. I've met people, you know, that I've seen after the events.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely little time to sit around and chat with the group.
Yeah. So at the end of the event, we have a little networking session where any of the healers or just anyone client-wise at the event can come in and just mingle with other like-minded people and spend time with them. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts of the event, is just getting together at the end and chatting with people, finding out a little bit more about them and, you know, the reason that brought them to the event. And it's always really fun.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then for me, I don't know about anyone else, but it's like a sense of accomplishment. I'm like, okay, we did it. The day's over. It was a success. And it's a really
such a relief.
Feeling. Yeah, it's a really good feeling more than anything. So, yeah, if anyone is interested in attending any of our events, our next one is on June 27th in the Miami Beach area. You can go ahead and go to events.bestlifing.com/Miami to reserve your ticket. If you would like to attend, we would love to have you there. Pat, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a really great time. This was really fun.
I did too. My pleasure, Emily.
Yay! All right.
Thank you.
See you guys next time.
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the Best Lifing Show and you want to get in touch,
you can find and follow us on all social platforms or visit our website, bestlifing.com.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review.
Till next time, mates.
Stay blessed and best lifing.